Blog Talk Radio.
Around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona, where it is a blistering 102, I think, right now. It's been over 100 degrees all week long. Whew. I'm ready for the cold wave. Oh, boy. Here we are on another Friday open line show. You can give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. So we know that you want to be live on air. You can chat with us about anything you'd like to chat about. It's open lines. You can also ask for a mini reading. You can also do that from our chat room, which is located on the live page, psychictalk.net/live. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host for today's show. She is a certified angel practitioner, animal communicator, and Akashic Records reader. And here she is from the Rocky Mountains, Flathead Valley, Montana, Kathy Shogren. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Dex. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
hope
so I hear
doing
you
good
have.
Today.
Oh, yeah. So I hear you have a couple of new babies.
Yes, yes. The husband and I last weekend drove from here in Montana to Idaho, where we picked up a girl and a boy, Airedale puppy. These are Airedales number
Yay.
6 and 7 for me. Yeah, I've had them my whole life. So, yes, we have. If I sound like the mother of newborn twins, it's because of these two. I threw a picture of the cuties up on our Facebook page, the Psychic Radio Facebook page, so you can see them. They are named Phoebe and Freddie after my maternal great grandparents.
That's awesome.
So really,
everybody go over to Facebook. Yeah, it sounds like it. Psychic Talk Radio is the name of the group. There's also a page, Psychic Talk, and you can like our page and then go over to the group, Psychic Talk Radio. You can also click the Facebook icon anywhere on the website, psychictalk.net. We'll take you over there, or just type in your browser, psychictalk.net/Facebook. That'll take you right over to our group. Join our group. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listeners, and you can see Kathy's babies right there. So that's why you weren't with us last Friday, but now, you know, it was just me and Rose. Now it's the other way around. Dr. Rose is off for 2 weeks. She's at camp. I think she's a facilitator at camp. So she's away at camp for this week and next week, but she will be back on Friday the 28th, and we have a special guest that day that we'll tell you about a little bit later on. And, gosh, what else is going on? It's just busy, busy, busy. It's Pride Month. It's my birthday weekend. I had a celebration last weekend with a friend of mine whose birthday is the 2nd. Mine's the 16th. We split the difference and decided to do it at karaoke at the Disabled American Veterans Post number 18 here in Tucson last Saturday. It was great. Now I get to celebrate again this Sunday. In fact, I'm taking the whole weekend off. Mary, who's usually on with me on Saturdays, she had some events too, I think with her husband, Perry. And so I said, hey, let's just take Saturday off. You know, so we're taking a break Saturday. And then Sunday we've got an Angelic Realm show, but it's going to be Sharona and Maria. I've got the day off. I got to tell you, Kathy, it's few and far between. So I'm really going to enjoy the next couple of days.
You should. You deserve it. And happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And it's Pride Month all month as well. I decided to do something big because it was Pride Month and my birthday month. Yeah, you know, it used to be you celebrate your birthday and then the whole weekend and then your birthday week. And, you know, I think I'm just going to celebrate a birthday month. I got to start taking the whole month of June off, you know. Then I can celebrate my birthday and go to all the pride festivals and everything like that. Well, I decided to do a sale, and it's located at psychytalk.net/pride, of course. And I've got my tarot readings, which are about $97. I have it on sale for $27. And my numerology reports, got them on sale for $27. You can also enroll in my course, Tarot by the Numbers, where you will learn tarot and numerology side by side with a strong foundation in both for $67. And that includes certification as well, the whole certification process if you decide to do that. Include it, and membership in the Tarot Guild as well. The course and that whole package is normally $197. It's on sale for $97 right now at Psychic U on the website, or Psychic University. But I've got this special going right now. You can get 66% off, just $67. Also, if you're already a professional reader, we would love to have you at the Tarot Guild. And, you know, these days you should get certified through the Guild. And it's normally $47. I have it on sale for $37 right now. Includes your membership and certification for you professionals out there. So head over to psychytalk.net/pride. And, of course, we've been doing this series of shows on soul realignment. And if you're interested in soul realignment, you can become a certified practitioner just like Kathy here. Go over to psychytalk.net/soul course. That's psychictalk.net/soul course, and check it out. So speaking of that, today is the wrap-up. In addition to doing our open lines and taking phone calls and doing mini readings and everything, we are wrapping up the series on soul realignment. And we're going to, you know, talk about a few things that we didn't bring up on the previous several shows, such as soul facets and other things that Kathy might come up with. But we started out doing a show talking about, you know, what is the Akashic Records, to get everybody oriented, because that's what soul realignment, the modality, involves, is the Akashic Records. The next show we did, you know, what is soul realignment? That makes sense. We did what is soul groups, what is soul specializations, what are divine energy centers, reading souls in relationship, property realignment, and now we're doing the wrap-up show. So before we go to phone lines, give some time for folks to get in there, Kathy, 714-816-4628, and remember to join us in the chat room. I see some people popping in there now. Charlotte's in there. Hi, Charlotte. From our Wednesday show, go over to psychytalk.net/live, and you can ask questions right there in chat, folks, or comments, or get a mini reading right in there. So this is the show to really ask questions about the Akashic Records, how to access the Akashic Records, all these little individual pieces of it that we discussed over these several shows. But in wrapping it up, Kathy, what did we miss? I know you mentioned soul facets before. I guess let's do, you know, what soul facets, and then anything else that you can think of off the top of your head that, you know, you'd like to mention about the Akashic Records or soul realignment.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, in general, when I look at what we've talked about the past month or two, it was more about reading the Akashic Records, you know, and giving someone the soul profile and all of that. And we really didn't touch on the other half of it so very much, the realignment part, which is clearing someone's Akashic Records. So this could be any number, you know, of things, of situations that are coming up because they are ready to be cleared. So that right there is a very important point. Whenever you get an Akashic Record reading, and I would say to you, you know, here are five things, or, you know, however many things came up that are blocking you, you know, from expressing who you really are at soul level. And one of those things is soil facet loss. I don't see it very often, but when it does come up, there's a process to restore someone's soil facets to them. And the way to explain this, it's rather like when you hear someone say they had soil retrieval work done. Like you might go to a shamanic practitioner or
Oh, I
some
think
such
I've
for
heard of
soul
that.
retrieval. Right. This is the how that process is defined in this modality, soul realignment. So when we talked earlier about energy centers, that is the energetic qualities that make up everybody's soul. So we all have the same energies, but in different combinations. Now, when we talk about soul facets, these are actual just pieces of vibrational substance, divine substance, that make up everybody's soul. And when we lose some facets, that's always due to some kind of extreme trauma, whether it be, a crime or something very, very traumatic happened to you where your life was threatened, your child's life, or someone you loved, their life was threatened or stolen from them. So we're talking about really high levels of emotion connected with some traumatic experience, where you might feel desperation or fear or panic, anger, victimization, things like that. So, we might even voluntarily give up some of our soul facets to, let's say, our child, in order to preserve their life if we saw that our child's life was in danger per se. But if you can imagine feeling a part of yourself is just literally missing, that's obviously going to hurt your ability to receive, vital life force energy from divine source. And if we lose a whole bunch of our soul facets, clients sometimes can present with a form of mental illness or extreme anxiety. I want to say even maybe like autism. Now, we can't say that that's the case all of the time. Just because you're missing a bunch of your soul facets, that doesn't happen. That's not going to literally all the time mean that it's going to present as mental illness. But sometimes I can, help someone get these soul facets back and they can see, a drastic change in how they show up in life and how they feel and how they operate and how they are able to manifest what they want.
And
So,
I bet it's a lot faster than talk therapy.
it really is, and it's a pretty simple, process. It almost reminds me of the property realignment. Like when we see things on, TV shows, if someone's going through a whole big deal thing to get, some soul retrieval work done, it seems like it was going to take, forever, or it's going to entail a lot of, pain or trauma or drama. And within this system, that's just not the case. The same thing if somebody presents with a negative energy attachment, or what some other modalities might call, demons even. Oh, I think you have a demon or a negative spirit attached. That's a simple matter of standing in your power and doing this process and dismissing them. It doesn't have to be a whole big, huge thing. I think that's why I like this system so much. The same thing as getting rid of ghosts or earthbound spirits or even poltergeists attached to a building. Once you learn how to just stand in your power and actually let your Akashic Record guides do the clearing for you, it's not even myself really as a practitioner that is doing all this clearing. It's the Akashic Record guides. So
Oh,
this is
wow.
just a
Hey, that's
very
a facet. Speaking of facets, I think that's a part. I don't remember us. I think you might have mentioned it on one of the last several shows, but we didn't ever get into it more than a sentence that there are guides. Tell us about that.
So, are you talking about Akashic Record guides or somebody's personal
Yes.
spirit guides?
No. You mentioned Akashic Records guides. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. So, before I do any kind of work, there's a just a short prayer or invocation where I would call upon my Akashic Record guides and my own personal team of guides, teachers, and angels to assist me, you know, and make sure that all the information that comes through, you know, is accurate and helpful and also actionable. Because when I'm giving someone information about, you know, what blocks and restrictions are coming up that are keeping them from manifesting what they want and need and deserve, then it's the guides that are directing me to the appropriate part of that person's record. To, you know, like I said, nothing is going to come up for clearing unless the time is right. So there's no need to have any anxiety, like there's going to be any blowback or negative consequences, you know, or anything like that. Like, you're going to feel different, and for a little while, feeling different might feel, you know, kind of uncomfortable, but that goes away. Once you get used to, you know, being in your power and seeing how you can make different decisions and different choices that are in alignment with who you are, it's just a whole different way of operating and showing up in the world. So, yes, Akashic Record guides, everyone has them. I think when I went through the level one practitioner training, there's an attunement process that would enable all of us to meet our Akashic Record guides. And like for me, I think I remember this was several years ago when I did level one, but I think I remember seeing like four outlines. And now when I look, I can see five silhouettes of people of different, you know, heights and body builds and such. I don't know their names. I know they're there. I know their energy. I know they're trustworthy. But indeed, everybody, you know, has these guides. It's a matter of remembering that and deciding that you want to work with them to do this kind of work, that you acknowledge that the Akashic Records is a worthwhile place to go to get accurate information about yourself, about, you know, we talked about how there's so many different volumes of information in the records, not just for each individual person or soul, but there's books in there about countries, about properties, you know, about, you know, it's just limitless, any number of things. So, yes, and Akashic Record guides are different than my regular spirit guides or the spirit guides that everyone else, you know, we all have our own personal team of spirit guides and guardian angels, you know, and all of that. So these are just a different group of guides. They're guides that specialize in this, in working with the Akashic Records and guiding people to the information that they need. Yeah,
awesome.
Good point.
See, there are aspects that we haven't gotten to yet, and through the rest of the show, we're going to be touching on different things. But I want to get some phone calls in here. There's some people getting into the queue. In fact, this is the best time to get in. So if you're listening live, you want to get in early because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So the sooner you get in, the sooner we can get to you. And if you're in the queue, don't hang up and call back. We've had a few people do that, and they got pushed all the way to the bottom of the list. So just want to let you know, the number is 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1. If you're Skyping in, open the dial pad on your Skype app, press 1. That way we know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening. That's right. Okay, so before we talk more about soul realignment and wrap up this series, and I kind of want to go all the way back to the beginning, Kathy, and touch on the Akashic Records again. But before we do that, we'll squeeze in a couple of phone calls here. I just popped in the URLs all into the chat room for everybody that's in the chat room. And for those listening, you can contact Kathy through her page on the website. So it's psychytalk.net/Kathy, Kathy with a K. psychytalk.net/Kathy. And if you want to check out the Soul Realignment course and learn more about it, you can go over to psychytalk.net/soul course and go check that out. That's from her teacher, Andrea Hess. Okay. Oh, and I got to remember to tell them that there's a free webinar coming up on Saturday tomorrow. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Let's take some phone calls first, though. And I did get the card of the day. It's the Knight of Wands. All about pursuing the passions. And you can really get a lot accomplished today because both the date, June 14, 2019, and the day, 14, both reduced to 5. So that's that high energy number. It's similar to Mercury retrograde in astrology, where you have a ton of energy. You can get a lot accomplished today. So that coupled with the message from the tarot to pursue your passions, this is a great day to do that. Now, the other side of the coin, there's always the other side. And the other side of the coin with 5 is that it's sometimes known as the chaos number in numerology. We talk a lot about that on the shows. Yeah, just like in Mercury retrograde, people are always worried, oh my God, the electronics go wacky. And those of us on radio, we're, you know, we got our fingers crossed that we don't, you know, have technical problems and people can't call in. And we've had all kinds of things happen during Mercury retrograde. Same thing with the 5 energy. It can get chaotic. The way you do it to avoid that, it's very simple. First, you be aware of when it's a 5 day or a 5 date. And in this case, both the date and the day is 5. So you got double that energy. And you just set the intention early that you're going with the other side of the coin. You're going with the high energy. You're going to get a lot accomplished today. You're going to avoid the chaos. I also warn people that, you know, on a 5 day or a 5 date, you know, don't sign any contracts. Don't make any big decisions. Ride some roller coasters. Read a good book. Go see, you know, go to the movies. Have a girls' night out. Something like that. You know, enjoy yourself, because it could be too many ups and downs, and potentially chaotic with the 5 energy. So you don't want to be getting married, signing contracts, anything like that on good a 5 day, 5 date, or a 5 year. If you're in a 5 personal year, it's like, okay, wait till the 6 year before you make the big decisions. You know, have a family, get pregnant, give birth, get married, you know, any of the, you know, change jobs. Yeah, you don't do any of that in the 5 year or the 5 date. There you go. Okay, so I just wanted to get that out of the way so I can stick that card of the day back into the deck and give it a little shuffle here. And we're going to see who's been waiting the longest on the caller lines. Ooh, we got some people in there. Okay. 347's been waiting the longest since before the beginning of the show. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I'm calling from New York.
Keisha, how's New York?
Yes. It looks a little cloudy out.
Oh, okay. I love when it's cloudy here, because right now it's just the sun beating down and 100-something degrees, and I'm in the shade in the patio.
Nice.
So it's wide open lines as well as mini readings. What do you want to chat about?
Oh, I would love a mini reading. I want to attract a job, and I want to know, am I going to get one? And if it's anything you could tell me about it, and if, I don't know if this is like the same question, but are there any blocks? Because I think I heard her saying something about blocks, like you could have a block to something.
Right. So I'm thinking it's better to look for the blocks because, I mean, am I going to get a job? Well, if you want a job. And you set the intention, you're going to get, you know, when people call in with those kind of, you know, will I get, will I find the guy of my dream? Well, do you want to? I always throw
do,
it right back
but
at
I think
them.
They do have blocks. They do probably have resistance. So, yeah, I want to check on my resistance, or am I allowing, and things like that.
Awesome. Let's see. Okay, so nothing I'm getting is referring to blocks. it looks like
Okay.
you're pretty much wide open. And all the cards are really positive. I've got a lot of eight cards. Eight is the number of abundance in numerology. I've got the sun card, you know, sunny outlook on this situation. You know, I think it's just like you were talking about. It's like setting the attention. Now, this is interesting, though. I have the hermit card, and the hermit card is he's shining his light of wisdom. He's got a lantern there. He's facing the central focus card, which is the Six of Cups. And that card is traditionally the nostalgia card. And for some reason, the hermit wants you, whenever you get the hermit, it's about taking a step back and evaluating the situation, maybe even thinking outside the box. And for some reason, he's, you know, facing and shining his light on the nostalgia card. So that gives us a little bit of a clue. Something from your past. And it can mean a lot of different things. It can mean someone from your past coming back in, or through contacts with people that you've known for quite a while, friends or family, you might meet the person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but so I would relate it to like a job.
And that's the other interesting thing is that I'm getting the Eight of Pentacles.
Oh, were you talking about like a relationship?
Yeah, I was talking about that's what was showing up was a relationship. And,
a relationship.
But,
oh, well, I'm open to that too. Look, I'm open to that too.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting here is I'm getting more of a relationship feel. Now, that doesn't mean it's not
mm-hmm.
connected to the job thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It could be talking about through people from your past, you're going to be able to get, you know, the better job situation. But I'm getting all these cards
mm-hmm.
talking about relationship too, okay? But I am getting
mm-hmm.
job cards as well, like the Eight of Pentacles, talking about honing your skills or putting your skills to profitable use.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like you've got some skills that you're not taking advantage of as well.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right. Now let's go over to Kathy and see if Kathy's getting any insights here.
Well, thank you.
Keisha, in general, would you say that as you look back on your work life, have you experienced like a lot of turmoil or disappointment in this area of your life in the past?
Yes.
Because that's really showing.
Lots of short-term jobs and people like sabotaging me, getting me fired, gossip, just people being jealous of me maybe because I'm overeducated for most of the positions, but a lot of jealousy.
Uh-huh. Right. So it's important that you take the time to heal from that and to
mm-hmm.
forgive yourself and other people, not because what they did was right. It's not, but because
mm-hmm.
you need to get past this energy. You need to cleanse yourself from the toxic energy that other people have injected into your
mm-hmm.
energy field, and even more than that, into just this whole arena of your work life. You know, you can
mm-hmm.
ask the angels, Raphael and also Michael, to come and help you with that, to, you know, please let you heal yourself, you know, emotionally and energetically, totally, from any and everything that caused you disappointment and heartache in your work life up to this point. And to
okay.
please, you know, guide you into the future. Because when I look at, you know, what is the outcome of this, I get the King of Cups card. And that was,
mm-hmm.
you know, similar to what Dax was saying, because oftentimes that card means, can indicate a relationship, you know, with a very positive, spiritually evolved, kind partner. But it can
okay.
also mean that someone who fits that bill will be helping you to get a job or will be your boss in the next job you get. Because King
mm-hmm.
of Cups, that is a man who is very trustworthy, cultured, very respected in his field. gives great advice. So if you run across someone like that, or, you know, once again, call on your angels, not only your personal team of angels and guardians, but, you know, like I said, I would focus on Michael and Raphael. Please lead me to this, you know, individual, and to all individuals that are most in alignment with the kind of job that you want me to have. Because you did say you have tended to underemployment. Is that correct? Like you've kind of been underemployed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's I went to law school, but I'm not a lawyer because I have to pass the bar. So I've been taking jobs, you know, like that are, I'm not a lawyer. So, but people there know I'm a lawyer, and I think they get jealous. Well, they know I went to law school, and all I have to do is pass. So, yeah, a lot of people, I know, and even that was a place where it was a lot of people there who were, some were lawyers and some had graduated from law school, but they weren't lawyers either, but we worked in compliance. It was just a lot of people jealous of me. I don't know. I have, like, a positive outlook, and sometimes people feel like, well, why are you so happy? Why are you so ambitious? And I don't know. Sometimes, I don't know. And I'm an empath, so maybe I pick up people's energy.
Can I throw something in?
Yeah.
Also, I just wanted to throw out there, because it was the King of Cups. Cups is water. So potentially this individual could be a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces. Just want to throw that out there. And it sounds like you need to be somewhere where they're not afraid of lawyers, I guess. I don't know.
Right, where they're welcoming my energy. Where they're welcoming my energy and my spirit.
That has nothing to do with you.
Well, and don't forget about what I said about you're not utilizing all of your skills. And so you have a skill set from going to law school that you're not taking advantage of. You don't have to pass the bar and be a practicing lawyer to take advantage of those skills, you see.
I don't know. I apply for different types of jobs, but I'm going to start applying for like associate positions. I haven't done that. And I'm gonna try those, because I've been applying for like paralegal and compliance. But people sometimes are just jealous of your spirit.
Which is the obvious thing to do. And I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying that, okay, the major card that showed up for me was that Hermit card. And that's about taking a step back and reevaluating the situation, maybe even thinking outside of the box, beyond, you know, what can I do that's beyond paralegal, you know,
paralegal.
Because the thing is,
usually tell me I'm overqualified.
Well, maybe, but if you find the right situation, if you set the intention that you're going to attract people or a position or a company that's going to really appreciate it, you know, see.
Oh, wow.
This is the thing. So let me give you a quick example. So people want you to have a degree, and you could get a degree, you know, in basket weaving, and they don't care, just as long as it's a degree. Now you're above everybody else because you are technically a doctor, and you can put that on your resume, and you know you. It doesn't matter whether it's the legal field or not, and we got to move on after this because we got a lot of other callers. But I just want to put this out there about thinking outside the box, not just for you, but for a lot of other people listening, right, Kathy? There's always a lot of people.
Yes, and
who can
I will say before.
Yeah.
Just real quick before I let you go, I do see you doing some writing. I don't know exactly if that would be preparing briefs or preparing some other kinds of legal-based writing, or think about that. Ask your God.
It could be writing.
I would love to do both.
It could be a novel.
I would love to do both. I want to use my legal writing skills and advocate for someone, you know what I mean, and help someone. And I want to write a book as well, so I'm open to both.
Yeah. And so the big takeaway is you know, I don't know if at some point you want to go and take the bar or not, but this is the thing, is that companies don't care. What they care about is you're a doctor. That means you have certain problem-solving skills that they're looking for, and you accentuate your skills and abilities that match into what they're looking for versus, oh, you know, doing law.
The title, the degree.
Got it.
Thank
exactly.
you so much.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Kasa.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank
awesome.
You both.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Awesome first call. Love it. Now, before we go to the next caller, I did promise to tell people about that free webinar. It's with Andrea Hess, and you can find out the information and sign up for free at psychetalk.net/Akashic. And in case you don't know the Akashic Records, Akashic is spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, A-K-A-S-H-I-C, psychetalk.net/Akashic. And you can go and read all about it and sign up. And it's actually about manifesting and attracting things in and the Akashic Records. It's a great webinar. You're going to love it. It's free. Go check it out. Psychetalk.net/Akashic. Okay, so let's see. Where are we? Oh, past the bottom of the hour already. Let's squeeze another call in before the bottom of the hour break, which we have to do late. let's see. Area code 928 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Carrie. I'm from Arizona.
Oh, my neck of the woods. What part?
Up in the Sholo area.
Cool. So what's going on with you today?
I'm just calling to see, you know, what you guys pick up with me for my future. I recently retired from teaching, and I know my number, birthday number, adds up to 7, which I believe in a year I'm supposed to have some changes that are occurring or something. So just anything you guys pick up at all?
It depends on where you are in your personal year cycle, not what your life path is. Okay, so your birthday numbers add up to 7. Let's double check. What month were you born in?
July.
July, there's another 7. What day?
14th.
14th. And what year?
1957.
Awesome. Okay, so let's check this out. Okay, so you are a 7, all right, and 7 is the highest spiritual number in numerology. I'm going to find out where you are in the personal year cycle, but just in general, 7s are the great natural detectives. They want to know how the universe operates, how everything functions. Your attitude number is a 3, creativity and communication. And now that you've retired, you know, you have all those skills, and you can go down a path that puts you in alignment with that 7 life path and that 3 attitude, you see. But let me see where you are in the personal year cycle. I got to put in the current year, 2019, which is a 3 world year. And let's see, where are you? Oh, 6. That is perfect. Okay, so 6 is the return to balance and harmony after the chaos of 5, which is what we're in today, because the date in the day is a 5 day. But what's going on is, you know, when did you retire?
Last November.
Perfect. Okay, so guess what? You retired in a 5 year, a chaos year, a high energy year, but a year of adventure, but also a chaos year. And here you are going into retirement in a 6 year balance and harmony. It is so perfect. It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief. Yeah. So you're in a 6 personal year, and you know, this is a good year. Anything having to do with hearth and home, it's literally the hearth and home number. You know, this is the year where you want to, you work on the garden, you know, you rearrange the furniture, you renovate, decorate, get everything the way you want it for, you know, this new period, this new part of your life that you've moved into. And then next year is going to be a 7 year. for you. So in 2020, in January, you move into a 7 year, which comes in alignment with your life path. Seven, when you have when your personal year aligns with your life path, that's your year. So 2020 your year. So to this year is more, it's more of a preparation, and and like you know, because it's that nurturing energy. You know, this is the year where, you know, take care of yourself, nurture yourself, and take a step back from everything and go, you know, what? Yeah, I'm retired. What do I really want to do now? You know, the world's my oyster. I can do whatever I want, set things up, figure things out, and then next year really move into things. And you know, it's a great year for teaching or learning new subjects, or writing that book, completing that project, or especially a research project. You know, you always wanted to do your ancestry. You know, I'm just making that up off the top of my head, but that's the kind of thing you do in the 7 year after, you know, this year of preparation and getting the nest just how you want it, things like that, right? And I haven't even drawn a tarot card yet. This is all based on your numerology. But if you have a specific question that you'd like us to pull some cards on, we can certainly do that.
Okay, let's do this one. I have had leukemia for 12 years now. I've been on oral chemotherapy. And my numbers are fine. I had to switch chemo and go on to a new chemo, and then my numbers are coming down now. And so they're at a 0.008, which that's good, as according to the blood test. So maybe just health, to see where I'm going forward with my health.
Okay, so we'll see what pops up for health. Now, of course, we always have to do the disclaimer live on air that we're not medical doctors or medical professionals, and we can't diagnose illness, and we can't, you know, give treatment and all of those things, you know, that kind of stuff. We have to say that.
Right.
And
I understand.
Kathy, are you getting anything on this?
The card I got for your health situation, caller, was Seven of Water, which indicates some complexity.
There's
and the need to do research, the need to do research into your current health situation so that you can understand it better and understand your treatment options better, because it seems to be kind of like multifaceted. Like there's a lot of looks like almost like little cords. I don't know that they're necessarily cords connecting you to other people, though, but there's a lot of different factors and lifestyle factors that contribute, you know, to what is going on. So this is just an example. You know, you might want to research, how does nutrition impact your diagnosis? How, you know, what are the side effects of any and all medications you're on? What are your different treatment options? Would exercise help? What, you know, I'm just throwing things out there, because there's a lot that this, your situation wasn't caused by just one thing. There's several different factors here.
Root cause.
So the more that you know, understand those things, you know, then you can discuss it with, you know, your doctor, or let's say you're researching food and nutrition and how that might positively impact your health.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to discuss that, like what the nutritionists say. You know, but this is the time to really take charge of your health and step into a role of being your own most powerful, what are they saying? Hang on. I'll feel a little advocate. You need to step up and be the most powerful advocate, Raphael is saying, for your health. And the way that you do is arm yourself with a lot of information, so that you're in a position to ask really well-informed questions of all of your service providers, whoever it is that's a member of your healthcare team, doctor, nutrition, you know, Reiki practitioner, et cetera, to be very well-informed going into your discussions with them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And And it's interesting, Kathy, because what I'm getting is so in alignment. I mean, it's perfectly synchronistic with what you're getting. I actually have Michael and Uriel, and showing up in the form of the Devil card and the Temperance card. And the Devil card is the central focus. So it's talking about attachments, like being attached to, you can only treat this one way. There's only, you know, and it's not about fighting against the allopathic medicine. It's things that can be complementary. And that's in perfect alignment with what Kathy was talking about. The Strength card shows up, talking exactly the same as what Kathy was talking about, how you need to have the internal fortitude and need to be your own advocate. The Temperance card shows up, and that's Michael showing up in the form of the Temperance card. And that's literally the card of alchemy, the marrying of opposites to create something new, that there are complementary treatments available to you that you can take advantage of, that in alignment with the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups individual is a younger, artistic, intuitive, sensitive kind of person. Might not be chronologically younger, but at least mentally younger. And this is somebody that's is coming in that is ready to help you. Somebody that does complementary medicine is showing up in the reading as well. So
okay.
I hope that helps you out.
It does.
Be open to those things, and Carrie, and take a look at other possibilities. And the main focus, like I said, is that card, the Devil card. You know, it's about being too attached to things, have to go down a certain path. And if you let go of that and be open, you're going to come across a lot of different other possibilities.
Okay, yeah, no, that's great advice. I appreciate that. So, because I'm very tenacious, so I know I hold on to one way and stick with it for a really long time. So
awesome. Well, there, it gives you some food for thought, and thanks so much for calling in. Glad that could help you out.
All righty. You guys have
Alrighty.
A great day.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And real quick here. Hold on for just a second. I got to bring this up here. Before we go to the next call, I want, because we, you know, we blew way past the bottom of the hour. I just want to let everyone know, repeating what I said at the beginning of the show, that I'm taking the weekend off. So, and so is Mary for Saturday. And so Mary and I won't be on the air tomorrow. However, there will be a show on Sunday, my birthday, June 16th. Yay. Special guest, angel practitioner Sherry Lee Myers with Sharon Rapsik and Maria G. Moss as your hosts. And then on Monday, June 17th, there's actually two shows at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, The Map of Our Being on the Wisdom of Your Soul show with host Janice Fuchs, licensed clinical social worker. And followed directly immediately with Catherine Hahn live at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, a live remote from Phoenix, Arizona, just an hour and a half north of me. Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance show. She'll be taking your calls Monday, June 17th. And then I'm going to be on with Rose Fullhorst as she comes back on the air with the Power of Three show Tuesday, June 18th. We're doing open lines and mini readings on June 18th, and also on Wednesday, June 19th as well. I'll be on with Charlotte Kornberg. So that's some of the things coming up. I actually have all the shows listed through the end of June on our upcoming shows page. Just go to psychictalk.net/upcoming and go check that out. Alrighty, wanted to remind everybody that you can get in contact with Kathy, psychictalk.net/Kathy with a K. And I'm psychictalk.net/Dax. But I just want to warn everybody, you know, don't book a session from my DAX page. Remember, I got that sale going. Go over to the Pride page instead, psychictalk.net/pride. Get everything about 60-some percent off or more. psychictalk.net/pride. You can book a reading with me for just $27. Get a numerology report, a full custom chart and numerology report for $27, or get both for $47, as well as a lot of other stuff. So go check that out, psychictalk.net/pride over there. And I'm going to pop these things in the chat room while we go to our next caller who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 414. Wow, there's a lot of fours in your number. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Let me turn off speaker so you can hear me better.
Awesome.
This is Texan from Wisconsin. I called in a month or so ago. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Can you say your name again? I didn't catch that.
Texan. I think it's sort of like taken on the chin. It's my ordained name.
Okay.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm a little bit tired this morning because I was very busy in Chicago yesterday, but I'm feeling okay and just having so much fun watching you put stuff up on Facebook about your new puppies. So anyway,
I'm so exhausted right now.
They're what?
How can we help you? The puppies
okay,
are the reasons I sound so exhausted and scattered, but
Okay, so when I called in last time, I was saying something about, you know, three possibilities of money coming in. And you said, you know, when things move on a little longer, then call back, and I am. Just to let you know, the one where Dax had said, and this is the possibility of humanitarian money, that is going to fall apart really bad. It was sort of like almost somebody was being dishonest. Are you still there?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, we're just listening to you. Yes, we remember
okay.
that. Go ahead.
Okay. Dax, you were like right on. I can't tell you that there was a problem there. So just to let you know that. Another possibility was a school in the Chicago area, and right now they're having some financial struggles and putting that off. But interestingly enough, from one of your previous callers, I was also born in 57, and I have the option to start on Social Security this year. And basically,
okay.
I'm asking, how does that look?
So were you to start on Social
awesome.
Security this year, would that be a good idea?
Basically,
okay.
yeah.
Yes.
Perfect. That's a nice round question there. Straightforward. That's the kind we like, folks. Give us a straightforward question. We'll give you a straightforward answer, right?
Well,
yeah.
So the Angel Tarot
so
card I drew for that. Go ahead, Dex. Do you want to go first? Because that's cool.
Well, you went first last time, so I was jumping in there, but it doesn't matter.
I just
wanted to say right off the bat that it looks really, really good, okay? Getting a slight delay with the Hanged Man. That card often comes up when you're supposed to look outside the box a little bit, you know, think outside the box here. But the Sun card shows up as the first card. So it looks like a promising move. Now, the Two of Pentacles does show up. That's a card of, you know, balancing things, juggling things, you know. So there might be a little bit of juggling going on financially, but eventually that irons out, because what I'm seeing happening is you retire, but then you don't stop there. Of course, who does? You know, I'm never going to retire. I always joke and say, hey, as long as I can talk, I can do radio and I can do readings and I can do hypnotherapy. So I'm going to be doing this till I'm 85, you know. So you can retire and take Social Security, and even when you take Social Security, you're still allowed to get, you know, X amount of income, depending on your income from the Social Security and the percentages and all that stuff, which you have to look into.
Right.
Okay. But what's showing up here is a project. some kind of project that after you retire, you could get involved with this project, and it's going to supplement the income, and things are going to be a lot more stable for you. So keep that in mind. And I, but it, in general, it looks really good, especially with the Sun card showing up first. Let's see what Kathy's getting.
The card I drew for just the energy surrounding were you to go on Social Security right now was the Ace of Earth, which represents the inflow of abundance. So that would look good. Yeah, yeah. So, and then in the middle, kind of going along the lines of what Dak said, Knight of Water, which is kind of a need to balance emotions and energies around that whole situation. And we wound up with another Ace card, Ace of Water, or feelings. So this would be, you know, a time of spiritual growth and perhaps even enhanced intuition. So you begin and end with an Ace card. So were you to start collecting the Social Security now, as long as you were, you know, following, you know, the balancing advice of balancing everything going on in your life, you would wind up at the beginning of a new cycle of growth. So it looks good to me. I mean, that's pretty much the same thing that you were saying, right, Dax? You know, in terms of
absolutely.
Yeah,
perfectly in alignment there.
Awesome.
Great. Well, I appreciate you calling and say hello to those beautiful people for us.
Yeah.
You know, you did, and you're right. I know I can do a certain amount of work without without blowing things, you know, Social Security-wise. And I know I have to watch and not go over a certain amount without getting penalized. But, you know, it sounds great. It sounds like I need to make sure I don't get penalized and then look at what I can do.
Exactly.
Which is what, yeah, that's what I'm getting out of it. And that what I can do might have more to do with personal growth than just making money, you know, or supplementing income.
That's right.
Or maybe it's the extra time allows me more time for personal growth, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
because, you know, we
true.
Never ever stop growing. Yeah.
Right.
Right. And I want to wish Dax a happy Pride Month.
Thank you.
For sure.
And it's my birthday Sunday.
And a happy birthday as well.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday as well. Well, how exciting.
Awesome.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
And thank you all for being on, and hope you have time for another caller.
Yeah, we do. And have a great weekend.
All right.
Take care. Yeah, and I'll be on the lookout. Don't forget in the beginning I said about that. There's a project that's going to appear when you're ready. And then you can call back and tell us when that happens. I love it, Kathy, when we get the callers that call back and say, you know, you were dead on.
Woohoo! Yeah, we really appreciate that feedback. Seriously. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. So before we, I think we have time for another call. Before we go to last caller, if we don't get to your call today, remember the ladies will be on Sunday, Sharona and Maria with their guest Sherry, and they'll be doing angel messages, and it's going to be great angel prayers. And Sherry's the producer of the Glitch movie. You can Google that. So go check that out, you know, on Sunday, or you can call in on Monday to Catherine's show. Tuesday, of course, Rose is a psychic medium, and I'll be on there with her as well. So that'd be a great show to call in, especially if you want to connect with the other side. And I'll be on with Charlotte on Wednesday doing open lines all show long. So lots of shows that you can call in to if we don't get to your call today. I did want to touch on, you know, go back to the very beginning and touch on the Akashic Records, the very first show in the Soul Realignment series that we did. And the reason why that popped in my head was earlier on when you were discussing some different facets and parts and things, Mary, listen to me. Sorry about that, Kathy. When you were talking about, I have Mary on the mind because we're not doing a show tomorrow, and I'm going to miss Mary on Saturday. But
aww.
You had mentioned how, you know, you were talking about, you know, besides souls and the people, that, you know, everything has a book in the Akashic Records. The thing I wanted to go back to is that the whole concept of the Akashic Records and, you know, the image we used on the banners for this show is this, you know, vast library and the books and everything like that. I just wanted to touch on the fact that, you know, all of that is just a representation. That's not what it really is, folks. There's not really a library. There's not really books. It's just a way of visualizing it, okay, to give some kind of reference point. And I just wanted to touch on that. Maybe you can say a few words.
Mm-hmm. In that we are, you know, spiritual beings having a human experience, and we perceive ourselves to be down here in the third dimensions in bodies and so forth. When we seek to do this kind of work, it's helpful to have a representation that fits in with the 3D experience, just because it gives our mind somewhere to go and focus on. So, you know, what's familiar and comfortable to human beings on Earth? Well, a library. You know, that's a concept that everybody can understand and is familiar with. So when we talk about things, you know, like that, I'm going to the Akashic Records, or I'm going to check into the Akashic Library, or look in your soul book, or I need to get the soul book or record for this property, you know, this whole system is about putting human understandable words to spiritual esoteric concepts, because that's just the easiest, most concrete way to get things done. Or else nobody's going to, you know, we need to have a common language, I guess, is
right.
What I'm saying, so that we can all understand each other, you know, as we go ahead and do this work. So we seek to, you know, and also, like, terms that mean one thing in soul realignment might mean something else in a different modality,
mm-hmm.
I guess, you know. So, you know, when I'm working with someone, I always take the time to explain, you know, what the terms mean here, you know, so that I make sure we're both on the same page and that the client can, is getting the information that, you know, in a way that really resonates with them and makes sense.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Makes perfect sense to me. Thanks for clarifying that for everybody, because I know people can get, you know, hooked up or jammed up, or I don't know what the proper term is, you know, with the semantics and confused and things along those lines.
Well, I know, you know, yeah, exactly. You know, because some practitioners might have a very, you know, different experience. Like when they take themselves into the records, you know, some people say, well, you know, it's kind of like I'm just out in the center of the galaxy somewhere. I'm out in space. Or, you know, for me, I'm a big reader. I'm kind of a geeky person with my glasses and my million books. And, you know, so being in a library and using that imagery is very comforting for me. It feels very safe. It feels, you know, intellectual. It feels very supportive to me. Like, I'm here in this library with my librarians, with my Akashic Record librarians and guides. That's what works for me. That's how I can best serve my clients. If someone else has, you know, a totally different experience and perception of the Akashic Records based on their soul history, based on their preferences, based on their energy centers, what energies are they highest in? This is what makes sense to them. As, you know, nobody's right and nobody's wrong. We live in an unlimited universe, so there's unlimited possibilities of ways that people can experience the records and work inside of them. And I'm here to say that no one way is better or worse than than any other way. Just like no one soul is any more valuable or special or important or more intelligent than any other. We're just different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So here we are. We're at the end of the show. We went a little bit over, but not much, which is amazing for us, right?
We're doing pretty good.
Absolutely. Okay. I think, you know, before we go off the air, though, I just wanted to mention something for Grateful Traveler, because I've been, you know, away from the chat room, but I'm trying to follow along the conversation you're having with them in the chat room. And you were talking about how a soul realignment reading can actually check for and fix these things. And I because he
right,
was talking,
so
he or she
things.
Was talking about a block. What's that?
Mm-hmm. There's just so many, many different things that could be accomplished within the frame of a Akashic Records reading, be it there's a chakra balancing, you know, element to it, genetic things that we might have inherited, genetic karma, genetic imprints, negative unconscious patterns we picked up from our parents in our childhood. Our divine soul blueprint could get, you know, messed up somehow, can have what we would call like code corruptions in it that we need to iron out and fix, different, you know, beliefs that you might have that are holding you back that you might not even be conscious of. There's just, you know, and I really want to be clear that I'm not saying this to frighten people. Like, oh, you can have a negative entity attachment, or most people do, or you can have this, this, or that. Well, yes, you know, and that's a part of continually reincarnating, you know, on planet. And it's just a matter of, you know, it's nothing to get freaked out about, but it's a matter of standing in your power and identifying things that are not serving you anymore and dismissing those things and making way for higher vibrating energy to come in so that you can be happier, so that you can be more abundant in every way that's important to you. So this that's the bottom line here. That's why I do this work, so that I can remind people of just the beauty of who they are on a soul level and do everything I can to help them most powerfully put out their soul's most authentic energy out there in the world. Because I benefit from that. You benefit from that. Every single time somebody steps into their power, remembers who they are on a soul level, remembers what their gifts are, and it tends to get rid of, you know, it could be things from dozens of lifetimes ago that have been hounding them for all this time from expressing exactly who they are and having a really happy, positive, abundant lifetime. It is my privilege and my pleasure to say it's time to get rid of those. Here's how. Let me help you. And to just
exactly.
See people step into their power and do that, it's a privilege. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be able to do that. And because we're all connected, I win, you win, the client wins, everybody that's affected by that client, which is, in essence, everyone, benefits.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
yes,
really
I mean,
cool
that,
and beautiful
part. It's the same reason why I do NLP, I do neurolinguistics, and I do hypnotherapy, because that, you know, just being able to help people, and that the techniques are there, whether it's doing soul realignment or whether it's doing NLP or hypnosis or EFT tapping, or, you know, there are techniques where, you know, people don't have to suffer, and people don't have to go into talk therapy for, you know, 10 years, 2 days a week. And never get the problem solved. It can be just one session, and you can solve problems, release blockages, release fears and phobias and bad habits that you don't want anymore. There's a lot to it. Yeah,
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, because, you know, I was a licensed counselor in Illinois for many, many, many years, doing individual counseling, family counseling, all kinds of different counseling. And, you know, people have heard me say, I can do in one session a soul realignment what it would take me 5 years to do with you in therapy. And I don't mean to insult my former self, you know, or anything like that, or to say that there is anything at all wrong with mental health counseling. Certainly there isn't. But this is, to me, soul realignment is just a quicker way for relief. I find I can give people that really faster this way, you know, for many, many, many things. You know, like mm-hmm. you were talking about phobias, and I remember somebody with a horrible snake phobia I had, and mm-hmm. she wasn't even really encountering that many snakes, you know, in her
exactly.
lifetime. But I mean, she would just all the time have these nightmares, or if she ever did run across even a teeny tiny garter snake or whatever, she'd just freak out, couldn't breathe, couldn't sleep, couldn't function. And, you know, years, I think she'd been like about 18 months, you know, addressing it in therapy and maybe some other things. And one session of soul realignment is gone, you know, because I could trace back to the past, you know, lifetime what happened, you know, with the snake, where she had gotten a poisonous snake bite. And, you know, when you can do that and understand it and have a process by which you can, you know, release those fears, it's pretty instantaneous, really. So that's a cool thing.
That's what I like. I like when modalities work quickly and efficiently like that, you see.
Right, because it's dramatic. It's not full of drama and trauma.
Yeah, before I forget, I need to mention about upcoming shows that we'll be back next Friday, and it will be an open line show all show long. Dr. Rose won't be with us. She'll still be at camp. I don't know why that cracks me up. It just does. And but Dr. Rose will be back with Kathy and I on Friday, June 28th. And we have a special guest, Jennifer Mateo. And Jennifer, we certified her through the Tarot Guild as a certified tarot professional, oh gosh, back in 2015 or 2016 or something like that. But she has since become a master hypnotherapist. And so when I was talking to her a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh, we have to have you back on the air, because we've had her on shows before way back when. But now that she's a master hypnotherapist, it really opens it up where we can have a conversation about the mind, hypnosis, the connection to tarot, why so many hypnotherapists study tarot, why so many tarot readers study hypnosis. It's going to be a fascinating discussion Friday, June 28th, and Dr. Rose will be back with us. How's that sound?
Woohoo! Woo! Come back, Rose. But that does sound good in
awesome.
The meantime. There's some really excellent content coming up.
Great stuff, great stuff. Okay, we got, let's see, time for one call, and then we got to head out of here. Area code 856, you're the lucky caller. What's your name?
Yay.
Where are you calling from?
Laura in New Jersey.
Laura, what's going on
yeah.
with you, Laura?
I was just wondering. I am on a contract right now, and I'm not getting paid very well, so I've been applying for other contracts that pay more money. And I wonder what you see for me, if you think that I'm going to get any one of those contracts.
You go first, Kath.
Okay, so there's two.
Yeah.
Caller, can you repeat your question really quickly for me? Because I was doing something in the chat room. You have two contracts?
So I applied for a couple contracts. I'm on one right now, but they're paying me a lot less money than I usually make, and I am doing above and beyond more work than what I was scoped to do. So I applied for a couple contracts that pay more money. And I just wondered if you see me getting either one of those contracts, or do you think I'll stay on this contract?
the thing that you're on now, I do see it's coming up that you need to protect that which you have created. So you're rather being a little exploited currently, right? Because you're doing more than what you initially contracted for. So the energy to call on is the energy of the Empress, which is Archangel Gabrielle. Please call upon this angel to help you to get a to manifest a work situation that is abundant, where you will be recompensed fairly for all the work that you're coming in, that you are putting in. As far as the contract that's coming up, I'm getting Knight of Fire, which means when something happens, it's going to happen quickly, and time will be of the essence. Time will be very important. You'll have to pay immediate attention to it and think it through very carefully, which just means make sure you understand all of the details, all of the ramifications, so that you can, because you're going to need to make a decision about it very quickly. Does that make sense at all? And let's see, Dax, what are you getting about these two different things? But please don't forget about Gabriel, because she's right here, Gabriel. And that is a powerful angel to have on your side.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. So what's showing up in the cards,
Jackson?
Laura? What's showing up in the cards, Laura, is actually both. Both of those contracts are showing up in the form of the Ace of Wands and the Ace of Swords. And then there's the Nine of Cups, which is literally the Wish Come True card. There's the Three of Cups, the card of celebration. You're definitely getting future contracts. You're actually going to have two different opportunities. And you're actually going to have to choose between the two. And the clue on that is coming in the form of the the Queen of Coins, or the Queen of Pentacles, okay? Very capable woman, uncomplicated, earthy, nurturing, patient. Okay, so taking the nurturing aspect of this, what you're wanting to look for when you're looking at going down either one of these paths is which one is the more nurturing for you. And that's the one you're going to take.
Okay.
But you're going to get, you know, both, if not more, you know.
Oh, good. I'm so happy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to call back and let us know what happened.
I will. I will let you know.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Laura. Great way to end the show on a high note there. And thanks for being here, Kathy. It was a lot of fun.
Such great callers today. Thank you to all of our wonderful callers.
All our callers and listeners, thank you. Yes, going to say goodbye to everybody, and goodbye, Kathy. And I'll see you next Friday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. My birthday weekend.